Good morning. Welcome to Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Kelly Judd in today. And you're the general manager of Perfect Roof, as well as you decided to kind of like dip your toes in the entrepreneurship world yourself. And you've kind of recently launched Upper Cumberland Events.
We did. We launched Upper Cumberland Events in 2020 of last year.
And so that was a fun time to launch a, which actually it's 2022
well, it's
now.
It's 2022 now. So, yeah, my bad.
And this is not like pre-recorded. We just forget what time things are. But so that's an interesting business to launch in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. I agree. It's been challenging. However, it's been rewarding.
So what is Upper Cumberland Events?
Upper Cumberland Events mostly focuses on events in the Upper Cumberland area. You know, the six areas that we have here in the Upper Cumberland area. And we focus in just going to different towns and, you know, hosting vendor events and vendor markets, as well as
kind of like barn sale kind of things.
Kind of like a barn sale thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We set all that up and pretty much just market it and find the people and bring in, you know, the vendors that, you know, feel that would be sufficient to the area.
Yeah.
And then we also do concerts and you know, just little small things like that, which we do have pretty big things coming up in 2022.
Getting your toes in the water a little bit. So, and what is Perfect Roof? So, I mean, there's a million roofing companies
there
in this town.
There is a million roofing companies.
There's maybe as many roofing companies as banks, maybe.
They are. So Perfect Roof started about 4 years ago. Our owner is Adam DeStefano, and he is originally from Silver Point. Grew up in Nashville, and about 4 years ago, he decided, you know, he got tired of working for big name companies, and so he just said, I'm going to take the bad from those and turn around and make, you know, the good here. Now, don't get me wrong, you can't please everybody, you know, it's just the part of customer service, but we strive to make a great experience for our customers. Yeah. And so, you know, we're not the cheapest, but we're not the highest, you know, and our warranties, and we stand behind our product. So,
well, and a roof is something that everybody has to have. Everybody that has a home, you know, even if you're renting, somebody else is providing that roof.
Yeah. If you're renting or leasing, somebody else owns that home. And, you know, roof is one of those things that's going to protect that asset that you have. You know, and it's one of those things like you buying a car, you know, a home and a car are a couple of things that you're going to spend the biggest money on. You know, it's an investment. Even though you may sell it 10 years down the road, it's where you live. It's where, you know, you lay your head at night. So once again, you want to make sure that your structure of your home is always sufficient and that you have a good roof, you know.
So the Perfect Roof has been around for about 4 years.
Yes.
And when did you come on to the team?
I've been here pretty much since conception. Mm-hmm. About a couple of weeks they were open, you know, going, and for a couple of weeks until I left. I left the car industry to go here, and you know, I don't regret that decision. By no means. It's been a fun ride and a wide opening, you know, for your eyes. Yeah. That's for sure.
So what's your background? Do you have, did you know about construction, roofs?
Well, I did. So mostly my background is mostly in sales and customer service. And I came on to the team to be sales and customer service for mm-hmm. Perfect Roof. And so that was mostly where I started, you know, with the company, and then moved my way up and to where I am now. You know, so sales and customer service is where I was at. But, you know, I grew up over in Sparta, Tennessee. And, you know, my dad made us work. I grew up on a farm. And, of course, he made us work. He moved mobile homes and ran a mobile home business. And so here we were packing block and, you know, having to put these houses together, constructing and building walls. And so, you know, a lot of that from what I learned when I was younger helped me in where I am now.
Yeah. So growing up in Sparta, you know, 10-year-old Kelly, what was it that, and you know, and you kind of have a charismatic personality, and so I can't see you like thinking, oh yeah, he might be in, well, sales, but not in the construction industry necessarily at 10 years old. So what, around 10, what was your dream that you were like, this is what I want to do?
So in all honesty, when I was growing up, my whole goal was to become a lawyer.
Because
I love to argue, you know, and I have an aunt who is a lawyer. And so it was just kind of, that's what I was used to. And so, you know, and of course, I loved growing up, you know, being able to have the freedom of being out in the, you know, the big fields and things of that sort. So at 10 years old, I think I was still trying to figure all that out. You know, I knew that I was a people person. I knew that I liked to please people. And you know, and sometimes you got to tell people things they don't want to hear. But, you know, at 10 years old, you don't know that.
Right. That's true.
So, I mean, I think it wasn't until probably high school that I really figured out that, you know, customer service and sales is where I want to be. That's where I'm going to go. You know, through the whole lawyer thing out the window.
Yeah, for sure. So in case you're just joining us, we have Kelly Judd with Perfect Roof, general manager in today. So what do you think, has kind of set your values for working with Perfect Roof? What kind of sets that apart from other things that you've done and kind of what you believe in the company? Because you can tell that you really believe in what you guys are doing.
Oh, I do believe in this company, especially since being here since the beginning, you know, just being able to help grow and put things into place that makes us, you know, different. You know, it's all about the experience here, you know, especially at Perfect Roof. It ain't about, you know, just another roofing company. Hey, you're going to put a roof on my house. It's more about the experience that you're going to provide to your customers, regardless if it's, you know, working with their insurance company, because we do that, you know, if it's trying to help them find some financing to do that, you know, just different types of things to do it. But I mean, I honestly believe in what we do here. So, I mean, it's been rewarding to be able over the last 4 years to be able to experience and do
well. In business, one of the biggest, I mean, obviously, you can't be a successful business unless you're selling something. You have to make money.
It's and long hours.
Yeah, well, and but like, how do you, I mean, there are some people who are like, oh, I can't be in sales because that just, it feels pushy. It feels, you know, I can't do that. And it's like, well, that is one of the keys of running.
It is.
So where do you think you've gotten those skills and those tools along the way?
I strongly believe, you know, starting out in retail is where I started out in, and then I moved over to the car business. So I was in the car business for quite a while before coming here. And, you know, the difference that you see in retail in car business and then also here are totally different. You know, you've got one aspect you're trying to do in retail, you got one aspect you're trying to do in, you know, with car business, and you've got one aspect you're trying to do over here in construction and roofing kind of thing, because, you know, we do more than just roofing. And so, you know, I believe that it started back in retail, you know, watching family members that were doing things, you know, and how they communicate and act with people. And also, honestly, I just think it's a personality thing as well.
Yeah, I think that you kind of have to. Well, I think for me, when I'm trying to sell something.
Well, you're a people person.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think I truly believe in what I am selling whenever it is that way. And so I feel like I truly have a product that people could benefit from. Even if I'm selling advertising, I truly feel like there's a benefit to whoever is receiving what I'm selling out there. And so I feel like you feel that way too.
Well, yeah, you've got to know your product. You've got to love your product. You've got to be passionate about what you're trying to sell, regardless if that's in retail, roofing, cars, whatever the fact is. If you're not passionate about it, people know it. So if you're trying to sell advertising, if you're trying to sell this, if you're trying to sell some type of marketing, if you're trying to sell a particular type of product, if you're not passionate about it and you just go in there like, well, you know, there's this, people are going to look at you and go, no, I don't want to work with that guy. I don't want to do that. You know, the guy don't believe in what he's doing.
Well, and I think the other thing too is really like putting yourself in your customer's shoes and knowing,
correct,
okay, here, you know, I want to be treated, like you said, purchasing a roof is a huge, or redoing your roof, it's a huge decision, and it's financial strain on, I'm guessing, most families.
Most, yeah.
And so knowing, you know, understanding how people feel is a big part of that sales. Do you think that you've had any mentors along the way that kind of have instilled some of those skills in you?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, I do. One of the things to touch on is when I go to look at somebody's roof, when I go look at somebody's home and they invite me into their home, I'm looking at it, is it a home that I'm living in? Is it a home that my 80-something-year-old grandmother's living in? That's the way I look at somebody's roof. That's how passionate I want to be about it. And I want to give somebody the greatest deal that they can get. But also, you know, we are a for-profit company. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how you stay in business. Mm-hmm. That's how Walmart stays in business. That's how, you know, everybody stays in business. As far as mentors, I've had several along the way. I've had several, you know, especially in the car industry. You know, there's one local guy here who really took me under his wing for several years and just, you know, guided me along the right path. You know, and I like to still call him a friend today. So, yeah. And then, you know,
I think that's a sign of a good mentor is that you feel like there's that good connection and friendship that, you know, even if your path moves on, you can still kind of go back and touch base with that mentor.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You pick up the phone, you call them, say, hey, here's what I've got, you know, mm-hmm. And, you know, and a whole lot of other things is, you know, one thing that I always try to tell people is, you know, you got to be strong in your faith, you know, because when you're doing sales and customer service, you're putting a lot on it. You know, there's so many types of different sales out there, commission-based. Somebody who's on commission-based, they are believing in their faith that they're going to be able to sell something. And, mm-hmm. and you know, a lot of, and I've had so many jobs that were commission-based that's how I made my money. And yeah. so if I didn't sell something or if I didn't do something, I didn't make a paycheck that week. So
how did you deal with the pressure of, because there is a lot of pressure in that. And so how do you still focus on the passion of the product that you're selling and what the benefit is to your customer when you're like, okay, if I don't close a sale, I'm not eating this week?
Well, you got to look at it a different way. You can't look at it that way. You got to look at it as, you know, what's going to be beneficial to this customer. You know, you want to put your customers first. That's who you work for. You know, I mean, with you at the Biz Foundry, you know, you put your members first, and that's, mm-hmm. that's how you do, you know, that's how the Biz Foundry has become so successful. And, you know, somebody in sales, that's what you need. You know, that's what people need to learn is that, you know, if I put my customer first and not really worry about how am I going to eat at the end of the week, worry about that at the end of the week, okay. you know, be a hustler, be mm-hmm. on the grind, you know, and an entrepreneur and somebody who's doing that is always on the grind, always on the hunt for the next T-bone.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Kelly Judd, General Manager of Perfect Roof and Founder, Director of Operations of Upper Cumberland Events in today.
Hey, that's me.
That's you. So many titles, so many hats. So let's, you kind of ended with talking about entrepreneurship. And so what made you decide that you wanted to start your own company?
So entrepreneurship, I mean, that's always been in my blood, you know, always wanting to, you know, be your own boss, be your own person, you know, and make your own decisions, you know, as far as in the workforce. You know, Upper Cumberland Events came about, you know, 2020, and we were looking at opening up a business. And so when we opened up that business,
and you're saying we, so and you have a
there was somebody else involved, and since then we've parted ways, but my sister is my business partner now, so mm-hmm. so she's came involved, but we were going to these events, like these vendor markets and these shows and things of that sort, and we were seeing all these other people do them, and you know, so many people can only put on so many, like you said, yeah. there's so many hats, there's so many things that you know you do. And so one of the things that we started looking at was, we can do this too and provide something for areas that, you know, don't really get the opportunities. Mm-hmm. You know, prime example is, in this area, you know, you've got Cookeville, you know, because we're such a big city, mm-hmm. that, you know, hosts a lot of events. Mm-hmm. Well, not a whole lot of people look outside of Cookeville. You know, they don't look at Sparta. You know, we back in October, we
Jamestown, had Grimsley, Spencer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I'm from the foot of Spencer Mountain. You know, that's where I grew mm-hmm. up, right there off Hodges Bridge. But, you know, back in October, we did an event over in Rickman, right across from Rickman Elementary. And that event saw anywhere between 2,000 to 2,500 attendees for that area. And that's the first event that they've had since their circus back in the 1980s. Mm. So for me, it was, you know, with the person that I partnered with the property, and then me and my sister going in there and doing this, it just allowed the community to have something different. And there was so much enthusiasm about it being there and about it going on.
Well,
so,
and I think that the big good thing about these vendor events is that not only are you giving a platform for these vendors to get out and sell and kind of stimulate the economy that way, you're also giving people
your marketing.
Yeah.
You're helping these vendors market their product. Mm-hmm. And they're able to come to one location. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, some people don't have websites. You know, some people don't, they're not in a store. They don't have a brick and mortar store. So, you know, a lot of these people who have these kind of markets and who this is a side thing for them, you mm-hmm. know, they have a day job, but some, you know, some people, this is their either their full-time job or it's their side thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're able to help market that, you know, then.
Well, and we, so the Biz Foundry has done Made Here Market, which, you know, COVID took a weird turn on that. But, and it was the same, you know, we had these vendors who we could say, you have a, I love telling makers, people who are making things, you have a legitimate business. People who are like, oh, it's just a side hustle. I'm just,
no, it's
you
a
know,
legitimate business. Yeah.
And I really like kind of saying, you're an entrepreneur, like stand proud, stand tall, and then giving them that platform to say, hey, stand with all these other entrepreneurs and sell your products. And in some of these rural areas, I mean, can you imagine Spencer having, you know, an event like this, having that traffic, the subway or whatever, yeah. or the restaurant, you know, the gas, yeah. you know, just that kind of, that amount of people.
I mean,
people.
They did get a new jail, you know, and I think the only thing that Spencer really has anymore is, I mean, I think they have some community things, but I think really the only big thing that anybody really knows about is the fair that they yeah. have up there. And then of course on the 4th of July, they host some things, cause we do have a firework tent up there besides the Save-A-Lot. But you know, that's the only thing that I know of Spencer besides, and you know, you pass it to go to Fall Creek Falls, which yeah. is beautiful, but you know, Spencer has a lot to offer. Yeah. You know, and you know, we've not done an event up there, so who knows how that may turn out, but you know, we'll see.
So what made you, I mean, what kind of focused on you, because you started in the world of these vendor events,
correct.
But you're kind of going into music events and other kind of things.
Yeah.
What made you decide that that was the place to start with the vendor events?
Well, you know, once again, just looking back at it, we were just looking at, you know, how can we help these, how can we help these entrepreneurs market their product? How can we help, you know, put them in front of people? How can we help market the whole situation? And so that's what we were looking at when we started this. So, you know, the vendor markets were, they're pretty easy to market, you know, I mean, we find a good prime location, you know, and we, you know, we have to market ourselves to get these vendors to come to us, and we have to market the public. So there's a little bit more to it than just saying, oh, hey, come over here and let's set up and let's do this. You know, there's just, it's all about location for sure.
Well, and I do think that that marketing and sales go hand in hand, but they're not quite the same.
Correct.
So how has that been for you of kind of pivoting your mindset of just the sales aspect of things and now thinking of in a marketing sense?
Wow, that's a
deep question.
That is a deep question. You know, marketing is, well, like you said, marketing is a whole different ball game, you know, than it is sales. You know, sales, it's, once again, sales for me is easy. Mm-hmm. Marketing is, I'm 80% confident in what I do with mm-hmm. marketing. But there's that other percent that, you know, you're like, I need to do a little better at. But, you know, it's just the way that you present it to somebody. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, hey, Tiffany, you know, here's this. Well, you're going to be like, okay, what am I yeah. supposed to do with that? You know, but if you come in and you market it just as you would a sales, then, you know, you've got a better advertisement. Social media for marketing
yeah.
is key for any entrepreneur at
well,
this time.
Especially in this area. I think it's people nationally, I think Facebook is like, oh, you know, I'm kind of over it.
Yeah.
But this area is just so that. It's still, you still feel your, you know, small knit communities. You have these Facebook groups.
Which,
I mean, I say they're small, but Hip Cookville's got like 30,000 people yeah. in it or something like that. But it's like, you know, they are really, you connected people through that way. And so I'm sure that that's, but you know, you're not telling people in your perfect roof role, you're not kind of going on social media and using that as much. And
correct. Yeah. Yeah. You're not marketing, you know, you're not marketing your event company with the roofing company. You're mm-hmm. not marketing, you know, we're not marketing the ice cream parlor with the roofing company, you know, that kind of thing. Now we could partner together, mm-hmm. you know, just as we did with you, but mm-hmm. it's a whole different concept, and you got to get the following. You got to get, you know, it's just, it's tough.
So you're, you know, a year and a half to almost 2 years into having your own business and starting in a pandemic. What has been the biggest learning curve? What are learning thing that you've had to learn through?
I think just, you know, I'm pretty good at running a business per se. I've been doing it for so long, you know, as far as, you know, I've normally had a manager's aspect, you know, pretty much all through my entire career. So that's not the hard part. It's just, you know, finding options that are better suit the community or, mm-hmm. or the people you're marketing to, and just trying to come up with ideas, to put in front of people and be like, hey, let's do this, what do you think about this, I bounce stuff off you all the time. It's like, hey, what do you think about this? So I think
that's having the right circle of people to kind of is really important when you are in the driver's seat. I think there is a difference between a manager role, somebody else that the weight falls on. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I do at the Biz Foundry, the weight does not fall on me. It falls on Jeff Brown. Yeah. And if things go haywire,
there's a difference in somebody who's financially, you know, supporting this business, and there's somebody who's running the business. Yeah. You know, so, you know, you look at it. I mean, you know, me and Adam have that conversation all the time. He's like, hey, man, you know, we got to do this, you know, if we're going to be able to financially sustain, you know, this period, especially during COVID, you know. And then over here as a manager, you know, you're like, well, we'll be all right, you know, but then you look over here as an owner in your own business and you're going, we to financially sustain all this, we've got to do this. So, you know, I mean, there's so many hats, you know, and I mean, but hey, it's great. I love it.
Yeah. I think running a business, there's a lot of benefits, but it is a lot more weight, and it's a lot, you know, and especially in a vendor kind of arena, there's a lot of people that you're resting on what you're doing. And so if you don't have put together a successful event, you know, you're essentially, these people feel like employees that you're
correct.
Could be failing if you don't put on a great event.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and you are listening to Local Matters. I have Kelly Judd in today from Perfect Roof and Upper Cumberland Events.
Yeah.
Upper Cumberland Events, rolling, rocking, you're doing a bunch of stuff. So what can we see in 2022 for Upper Cumberland Events?
So in 2022 for Upper Cumberland Events, boy, there's a whole lot of stuff. So, you know, in February, of course, we partnered with the Biz Foundry. Mm-hmm. We've got Parker McKay. She was just on the recent episodes of The Voice. She was on Team Kelly. She's actually coming in on February the 4th and going to perform there at the Biz Foundry. We've got a big dinner going on, and you can go online and buy tickets for that still. There's still limited tickets available. And then
that's like an intimate kind of, like,
it's going to be very, very intimate, you know, less than 50 people, you know, but they're at the Biz Foundry in the event space. She's super excited about it. We're super excited about it. I think it's going to be a great thing and maybe something that we can look forward in doing further.
Yeah.
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 And then we've got in April, we've got a vendor market that's coming up again at Rigman, where we had the last one there. And then in May, we've got several events coming up. We've got a vendor market there at the Putnam County Fairgrounds. And then we've got Jam the Cumberland that's coming up, which is a huge concert. It's going to help, with a local organization, giving money back to them. But we've got Mark Wills and David Wells and Chris Monroe, and we just got several people coming in. It's going to be fun.
And where is that?
Going to also be at the Putnam County Fairgrounds on May 14th. Yeah.
And you're a local guy. You're from here.
I am
here,
a local guy.
But,
yeah.
So you know people and have connections. But how much pressure is that to run a big, I mean, that's a big event. That's a big space.
That is a huge event. You know, of course, we've got to give it to our sponsors. You know, we've got people that will, you know, be beneficial, you know, that's helping with that. You know, we've got Ronnie Reels and all them coming into town that's gonna help take care of all that as well.
There's just a lot of like logistics though.
There is
just
a lot
moving
of logistics.
Pieces and you
yeah,
know.
Because you've got to get, you know, your sound, your security, your, you know, the property, the fences, the, you know, then you've got, you know, the artist needs and where they're going to park their buses and where they're going to plug them up and how we're going to do this and what's the stage time. And so, you know, when we look at things like that, you know, and it's even with vendor markets, you know, where's the time to set up? What's the time that we're going to open the gates? What's the time this? What about parking? You know, back in October when we did that event, we ran out of parking, you know, and we was in a big field and we ran out of parking and we had to start parking across the street at school. So, you know, those are things that we just got to take into consideration, you know, that when we're doing
this. Well,
these.
I think you just learn on the fly. When the first time we did the Made Here Market event, I am not a details person. I'm a big picture and I'm like a go get it. And so I knew that we had to have people on the team that were going to be those details. And so there was Ashley Michael was very, very connected with all the vendors. She would, you know, I mean, she probably emailed them once a day, like it was, which I can't do. That's too much for me. But I know where my weaknesses are and I know where my strengths are. And so I think that's important, you know, when
if you got a weakness, you know, you want to find somebody who can, you know, if you're strong in this side, but not on this side, you want to find somebody who's strong in this side, and not this side, so that you're not colliding, but you're also working together to be able to put on great shows, especially for the community.
So you're kind of the people person. Is your sister more the details and the background? And
she's more of the background. She's not really. She is a people's person. She'll come up and talk to you and have a conversation, but she'd rather just be in the background and stay out of the way.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that Perfect Roof does other things other than roofing. So what else are the services that Perfect Roof offers?
So Perfect Roof, besides just doing roofing, of course, it's in the name, you know, the proof is in the roof. But we also do, you know, windows, siding. If you got a porch, we can build that. You know, we can build some additions, pretty much, you know, and gutters. So there's pretty much nothing that we can't do. Of course, we're not going to get too big into electrical and plumbing. We'll leave that to somebody else.
But certified people.
Yeah, but, you know, if it's like something with construction, you know, especially on the exterior of your home, we can also do some interior stuff, paint, sheetrock, that kind of thing. So we've got team members and crews that work for us that are very good at what they do. And so we're very blessed.
Skilled
we
people.
Have very skilled laborers, yeah.
So what do you see, you know, or what is Adam's vision? What's your vision as the general manager for Perfect Roof in the next 5 years or so? Where do you see this going?
Yeah, so what I really love about Perfect Roof is that there's three head honchos within, you know, management. There's myself as the general manager. We have Adam, who's the owner, and then his wife Ashley, who's our director of operations. And ultimately, we all sit down once a week and we come up with how can we better our customers. So this year, you know, in 2022, one of the things that we're going to be launching is a maintenance program. You know, so these home warranties that when you go buy a home, you can get a home warranty. Well, we're going to start providing that, you know, and give a yearly maintenance program that, you know, that certifies their roof, that ultimately, you know, if it's something going on with the roof, so let's say we go to your house, you have a leak. If we can't fix that leak, we'll replace the roof just because that's part of your policy. And of course, there's all this legal mumbo jumbo that you got to go through, and we'll leave that to the attorneys. And
But there is, I mean, I had a nail pop one time and I had a roof leak, and it was, if it had been.
That's the most common thing that people have. And, you know, if they have a chimney and they have a leak around the chimney, it's mostly the flashing, the nail pops, you know, that's common. You know, recommendation is, you know, maintenance your roof, because, you know, your insurance company, you know, if you don't maintain your roof and keep an eye on it, they won't, you know, if you need to file a claim, they won't do that claim just because. You know, you may have not maintained your roof properly.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I keep hoping a storm's going to come through at some point.
Sorry, Tiffany, I couldn't put a roof on your house yet. We'll get there, though.
You know, I need my insurance company to come through. So,
shout out to the insurance company.
Sorry, we're not going to say who
it is. No.
So, Upper Cumberland Events, what do you see kind of where that going? You're already expanding in the first 2 years.
So we see that, growing more. You know, we're hoping to add a few other events, you know, because we pretty much got a wide variety of events all the way throughout the entire year with the concert. We're hoping to make that continue. You know, the last time we did that was back in 2016. And so we're hoping to continue that, you know, continuously for future, you know, organizations that we can help.
Do you see kind of being a consultant on other, you know, kind of helping some current events?
I do. I've had people reach out to me, you know, especially, you know, through connections through the Biz Foundry that that have reached out and said, hey, let's, you know, let's partner, let's work together, or let me help you and you help me and that kind of thing. So, you know, we're all about, you know, it ain't just a one-sided thing. It's, you know, we want to be able to provide. I'm all about community and people. So, you know, of course, I want to be able to provide something to the community, especially right now. You know, that was one of the main reasons for the Upcrumb events, was to provide something for the community that they could be able to go do, you know, because we're all cooped up in the house, or we were, you know, and who knows what the future might hold, especially with these whole new COVID restrictions and things of that sort.
I love the iconic events of Cookeville.
I do.
Like Cooking on the Square. It's one of my favorite events.
Yeah, it's great.
I think that, you know, it'd be so cool to have some of those iconic events in, you know, the smaller.
Well, one of the things, we've not really announced it fully, but, you know, we're going to have a block party. So we're in communications with the local government, and, you know, we're going to use Dogwood Park, and we can't announce the who that's coming just yet, you know, it's going to be fun, and we're going to have a great time.
In case you're just joining us, I have Kelly Judd, General Manager of Perfect Roof, Founder and Director of Operations with Upper Cumberland Events. So how can people find you?
Yeah.
Kelly. Period.
So Kelly. So, I mean, of course you can call me at Perfect Roof. You know, you can go, to our Facebook page, you know, Perfect Roof on Facebook, or Instagram. You can also go to yourperfect-roof.com, and then that will give you all the information for Perfect Roof to be able to reach me or anybody else on our team.
Do you know the phone number for Perfect Roof?
I do. It's 931-854-1452. That would get you to our office.
There you go. Okay. And then you can be connected over, and Upper Cumberland Events, how can people find out what's going on, what to look for, what to come, where to buy tickets?
Yeah, so of course, you know, with the new visitor center, we've you know, they've been sharing a lot of stuff and that kind of thing, but you know, you can go to uppercumberlandevents.com, and then you can see all of our events. It's either there on the homepage or through the events page, and then that's where you can buy your tickets and that kind of thing, unless, you know, you've got something else, you know, if you know somebody, that kind of thing. You know, I know that you've got a couple of tickets that you're going to give off on Powered by Her, and that kind of thing. So, you know, you can go that route, and, you know, people put you in contact. But uppercumberlandevents.com, and that's, you know, we do everything through email that way as well, just to, you know, keep everything consolidated so that we can all see it.
So check it out, Upper Cumberland Events. What do you want people to know about your goals and visions for Upper Cumberland Events?
You know, I just want it to grow. I want people to be able to go to our events and have a great time, and be able to say, you know, this was a great event and I had a really fun time. Cause, you know, we try to bring in different things. We try to bring in a kid zone, you know, especially for the vendor market, petting zoo. We've got a guy down towards Knoxville who brings in his petting zoo, and they're phenomenal. They're awesome people. I'm glad to be friends with them. They've got a monkey, a spider monkey. It's called Izzy. We love Izzy.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah. Izzy's adorable. But, you know, we just want people to be able to go and have a good time. You know, we want to be able to provide vendors that, you know, we're not this. We don't have, you know, one or two of the same. We want different vendors. And, you know, we want people to be able to go, you know, it's like a fair, you know, like the one coming up in April is a carnival as well. There's a carnival involved with it. So, you know, we're going to see rides. We're going to see, you know, fair food. And just all kinds of stuff. So that's ultimately what we look for. You know, we just want people to have fun and just, you know, and be able to go to these events and say, I had fun tonight. And for me, that's beneficial.
Well, and I think that's, I mean, like I said, we've kind of touched on this a few times, of just in those rural areas, bringing kind of something for those people to do, but then bringing people to
that area
from out of that. Yeah. And kind of seeing, okay. I mean, there's times where I've gone to events in rural areas here and I'm like, I didn't know this existed. I've never driven through Grimsley,
and a lot of these barn places, you know, that these barn venues that host some of these, they're out in the country and people don't know about them, and that's the only way they find out about them. They may be a wedding venue, but if somebody's going to host a vendor event there or something other like that, or, you know, or prime example, Rickman, you know, where we're at there, that's a great location, but nobody really thought, hey, we could do something like that.
Do you see yourself, so personally, do you see yourself leaving Perfect Roof at some point?
I do not.
No, that's
no,
okay. No. You're going to juggle them both.
I'm going to juggle them both. Adam's a great friend, and he's a good guy, and I cherish.
We'll talk about it off air. So that
yeah. So, I cherish, you know, the way he's mentored me, you know, over the last 4 years, being able to do that. So no, I don't, I'll just juggle both.
Yeah. Yeah. As they both grow. Well, thanks for coming in, Kelly, and check it out. Perfect Roof or Upper Cumberland Events. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.